immediately. While Jesus was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, and with him there was a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." So when he came, he went up at once to him and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. Then they laid hands on him and arrested him. A kiss isn't an act of betrayal. A kiss is an act of love. A kiss is an expression of love and acceptance, of affection, of warmth. A kiss isn't supposed to be a sign of betrayal. And yet, it was the symbol, it was the signal, it was the identification that Judas told them to expect, to look for, to see. "The one whom I kiss, arrest him." The pain that must have brought, the anguish, knowing that here is one whom he loved. Here is one who followed him as he preached and proclaimed the gospel. Here is one whom he had gathered in, now betraying him, not just with words, not with just simple actions, but with a sign and a symbol of a kiss. We join in that betrayal. With our words, with our actions, we are symbolically kissing God, and then we go out from worship and betray God. With our words, with our actions, in standing and singing hymns and offering prayers, we are, in a sense, kissing God. And then we betray God. We betray our Savior by denying him before others, by being afraid to express our faith to others for fear of rejection, for fear of being laughed at. We betray our Savior every time we drive past someone holding a sign that says, "Hungry, please help." We betray our Savior every time we keep our mouths shut in a moment of injustice when we see someone being denied true personhood, true humanity. We betray, we kiss and betray our Savior every time we keep our mouths shut when we could be speaking words of forgiveness. Judas came up to his rabbi, identified him as his rabbi. "Rabbi," he said. And then he kissed him. And the kiss was the symbol, "Arrest him." How often have we gone from kissing Christ? How often have we gone from kissing our Lord? How often have we gone from expressing our love for God in Him, in prayer, in praise, in service, and turned and betrayed Him? I am convinced we will hear this very night, in some word or deed or lack of word or lack of deed, in something that we do, say, or in our silence and inaction, I am convinced that we will kiss our rabbi and betray him. We are sinners. We don't want to hear that. We're good, highly educated, philosophically astute, 21st century Americans. We don't want to hear that we're sinners. No, no, no. We might have a little bit of a psychological problem. We might have a little bit of a sickness, but we don't want to hear that we're sinners. That word makes us uncomfortable. We usually hear it cried out at us, "Sinner!" Usually when they shake the Bible, you know. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we are betrayers. We are betrayers. And with every kiss of betrayal, we drive a nail yet again into our Savior. With every kiss of betrayal, with every failure, with every denial, every time we stand silent in the midst of injustice, every time we sit on our hands and refuse to say, "I'll do it. I'll go and feed the hungry. I'll go and give a cup of water in Christ's name. I'll go and work on the Habitat House." Every time we say, "Oh, I've got too much to do. I've got to mow the yard. I've got to go to the grocery store. I've got to work on my taxes. April 15th is coming up. Don't have time to go to worship. I don't have time to go and work in whatever ministry or outreach of the church. I've got to be about my business, about my work, about my family, about my education. I don't have time to." Every word we kiss our Savior, our Rabbi, and betray him. Oh, my sisters and brothers, we look at a cross that prayerfully, thankfully, praise God, will be covered with flowers on Easter morning. We look at a cross laying before us, and we fidget a little bit, and we wonder, okay, what am I going to nail onto that cross tonight? What am I going to give Jesus? My friends, we're going to give Jesus our betrayal. We're going to give Jesus our kiss of betrayal. I look at the church, not just St. Stephen, not just the Northeast District, not just the North Texas Conference, not just the South Central Jurisdiction, not just the United Methodist Church. I look at the church, the people of God, the outcalled ones of God, the ecclesia, God's chosen ones. And I see Judas kissing Christ. With every lack of action and word, with everything that we say when we are not speaking in faith, I see Judas. I look in the mirror. And there are times when I see Judas. There were debates throughout the centuries. Who killed Jesus? Oh, the Romans killed Jesus. Oh, the Jews, those dirty, rotten, stinking Jews, they killed Jesus. We ought to be beating on them, right? No. We killed Jesus. We kissed Jesus. We betrayed Jesus. This is as close as I get to a fire and brimstone sermon.
we failed our God. And every time we do, we drive a nail a little deeper into his flesh, for he took that betrayal too. He took the betrayal. He took Judas's. He took Peter's denial. He took Thomas's doubts. He took our failings and failures, misdeeds and miswords. He took every single one of them, yours and mine, on that cross. Sisters and brothers, tonight we have the opportunity to experience a little bit of what it means to participate in the crucifixion of Jesus. We, like Judas, kiss him and betray him. Tonight you're invited to come and take a hammer and a nail and to drive the nail into the hard wood of the cross. And in so doing, remind yourself that, like Judas, we all betray Jesus with a kiss.
To a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2010 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.